This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman John Carter, a Republican representing the state's 31st congressional district. We also know that he's a member of the House Appropriations Committee, and we want to get his thoughts in reaction to a story we were talking about on Wednesday that a memo from the Treasury Department shows that the typical American family, if cap and trade were to be passed and signed into law, that's the energy reform package, would cost the typical American family $1,761 a year in new taxes. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Glad to talk to you.
How surprised were you by that figure in that memo?
Actually, I wasn't surprised at that figure at all. I knew that the figure that was being circulated earlier was incorrect, and it was going to cost more money. I was very confident in that, and I think, quite honestly, the way we found out that number, they were trying to keep it a secret.
What kind of reaction are you getting inside your district? What did you hear during your town halls about cap and trade? I'm sure most of the attention was on health care, but what are your folks telling you about energy?
Oh, I had a lot of responses. I had a tea party that I spoke at where folks sat out in the heat for 4 hours to express their opinion, and they were overwhelmingly against cap and trade, too. It's a very harmful bill for the state of Texas, and I think for America.
Talk about why it's specifically bad for Texas.
Well, first, we're a big energy-producing state. In addition, all of our electricity is created either by lignite coal or by natural gas, both of which would be under a heavy tax burden under this plan. And then, of course, we've got big transportation distances that we all travel. You know, these cars that they say, well, it'll run 90 miles before you have to charge it. Well, that'll just get me to work. I don't know how I'd get home. So, I mean, that's the kind of things we've got in Texas. So everybody would be, I think our number would be more than $1,700.
Congressman, another part of that memo that is raising some attention is the fact that part of it was redacted. Explain that for our listeners if you have the details on that.
I don't have the details on it, but anything that was redacted, there's something else that they're trying to hide. And I'm offended that they had the actual numbers in the first place and didn't release them correctly. So I'm grateful for that watchdog group who went out there and got the numbers. But, you know, honesty is what the American people are talking about when they come to these town hall meetings. They want us to shoot straight with them. And it's time that we started shooting straight. And this administration better listen because people are serious about that.
Congressman, we know that the House passed the Democratic version of energy reform back in June. The Senate has not even put together a bill yet, although we're expected to see that from Senator Boxer later this month. Some say that with all the attention on health care and the time it's taking, that cap and trade might not even get voted on this year. What's your sense on where it is in the pecking order?
Well, first, I voted against it. I think it's a horrible bill, and I'm very hopeful in talking to both my senators to do everything they can to make this bill die in the Senate. It is not going to solve the problem they're out to solve. It's not going to do anything about carbon emissions. It's just another tax. And a major tax on the American people in the form of tax on energy. We got to stop this bill. It's a bad bill.
In addition to the taxes, which would be about a 15% tax hike, according to those who have looked at the numbers, what about the jobs issue? Some say that this will create a lot of green jobs and get the economy going in a new direction. Others say that this will just absolutely crush manufacturing. Where do you come down?
Well, I think it may create a few green jobs, but for every one it creates, I'm afraid it's going to destroy about 10 or 20 manufacturing jobs across the country. It's not a well-thought-out bill if you look at it. And then these trades they're going to make on these carbon credits, they're the same kind of mystical trade that we put together on these packages of mortgages, and I think we ought to fear those things greatly.
We're talking with Texas Congressman John Carter. And Congressman, what about all the science here? Folks talking about how there's obviously the economic dimension and the tax dimension. Proponents also say, though, that it's time to do something to save our climate. The president has said the time for suggesting that the threat isn't real is over. What do you make of the science or supposed science behind the push for this type of legislation?
Well, there's multiple different views on the science, but even if you accept their position, the Democrats' position on the science, which I don't, but even if you do, I challenge you to show how this is anything more than a tax. It's not going to solve the carbon issue that they're talking about. And that's why I think it's, I mean, if you look at what happened in Spain, who bought the whole thing hook, line, and sinker, and now they've got like 19 or 20% unemployment, and all their manufacturing is moving out of the country. Or you look at Germany, who just did a study, and their carbon emissions have actually gone up under cap and trade rather than going down. So it's really just not a solution to the carbon problem.
Congressman, I'm going to let you go here in just a moment, but you mentioned that your constituents are craving honesty from Washington. What was the lower number that was thrown around during the House debate on how much taxes would be going up, and how much different is it than from what we learned this week?
You know, I wish I could remember that, but it was somewhere around $600 or $800.
So it's at least a 2-to-1 difference.
Yeah, it's at least a 2-to-1 difference.
Well, we'll certainly see how that impacts the debate on the Senate, and then if there ever is a reconciled version between the two chambers. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I am glad to be there. Thank you.
Absolutely. Texas Congressman John Carter, member of the House Appropriations Committee, represents his state's 31st congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.